Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Andy, thanks again for being here and helping us with this broadcast. We hope that we're able to influence at least a few of our listeners and to understand better what hospice and palliative care can be. And to recognize that hospice care can be a tremendous help in the lives, in your lives at some point in the future. But we've not yet attained our purpose, and so we just want to cover that today. We're a long way from accomplishing what we set out to do when we started Pathway and Hospice Care. We want to change the image of hospice in Southern Utah.
Well, I think that's important because, like we've talked about many times, you hear that word hospice. Oh, someone's dying very soon. And that's all you think about. And
right.
You guys have already, I think, I don't know about all the listeners, but certainly I've been educated a lot about this topic. And it really, we can't pigeonhole it into one thing.
No, it really is about offering supplemental help to those that have needs, especially, you know, the seniors tend to be eligible for hospice care. 65 or older, but anybody who no longer has a curative disease can benefit from the help that palliative care offers.
Right, and Andy, you're absolutely right. Hospice isn't a bad word. In fact, it's not giving up, and that's what a lot of people think. That's right. It's taking control of what we can control. And so that's what we hope that we're getting the community to understand and to internalize for themselves. The truth is that passing away is an absolute part of our mortal existence. It's going to happen. So we have a choice. We either are going to allow that to blindside us, or we're going to prepare for it. Hmm. And everybody is better when they're prepared.
I think it's important that we all take control of those things that we can control, and then just let the natural path happen of those things that we can't control.
Right, so making the best the rest of our lives, whatever that is, making the best of the rest of our life. That's really what we're trying to focus on and getting the community to understand so that they want to do that. Now, we provide support for those who are providing support, the family members, the caregivers. We want to help them in their struggles too, not only the patient. Not only do we provide the greatest level of care available for patients, in-home medical care. You don't even have to go to the doctor or the hospital. We provide it in-home. We provide a wide array of additional services that add to that. But we do try and make that complete for everybody who's involved in hospice. We support the family. We support the caregiver. We give them help in areas that they need help in.
In order to change the image of hospice, we need to inform the community. We need to educate people to the resources and the access that is available for help in your home. There is a broad range of support that is available through hospice and palliative care. You need only understand what really is available to you to make your life a little easier.
So when we want to change the image of hospice in Southern Utah, we really mean that, and that's the image for everybody in this community, and that, you know, is really what we're going after.
That's a big goal, you guys.
Yeah, we want the entire community to know.
Right, and big, yes, it is. But let me throw some numbers out because
I love the numbers.
Guys,
I
you?
Love it. Yep.
All right, so there are about 180,000 people in the St. George area. And 21.5% of those are over the age of 65.
Wow.
And if we expand that to all Iron and Washington County, then we're looking at 235,000 residents and about 55,000 people over the age of 65. So every year, 3,000 to 4,000 people are hospice appropriate right here in our community, your neighbors, your, you know, the people around you, 3,000 to 4,000. But most of them are not getting that care. You know, I threw in some statistics last week. About 78% of people that are hospice eligible don't get any, or they get deficient hospice care. Less than 13 days of care. 78%.
I'm having a hard time believing that Why wouldn't people do that? It doesn't, you know, Richard, I'm like, is it?
They don't know about the resources that are
available. It can't be money, right? Maybe that's what they're worried about, but they don't understand.
It's a free service.
Yeah.
So they don't realize that the resources are available to help those seniors who are struggling, those who have needs, whether it's the patient that has needs or the caregiver that has needs taking care of that, their loved one. People don't realize the resources are available to them.
I guess we better tell them, huh?
Well, hospice has been a secret. It's only for a few people that ever talk about it. And again, most everybody just relied upon their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And hospice isn't a prescription that your doctor provides. It's an alternative choice. And a lot of doctors don't feel comfortable talking about that choice because in their own mind it means that they're giving up.
Right.
Their opportunity to try and
let the bad guy win. Yeah.
Yeah. They're surrendering whatever else. And on the other hand, if they give up a patient to hospice, they feel that they no longer can bill for that.
Well, let's be realistic. Hospitals are a business too, and sometimes they have protocols in place that require doctors to manage care a little bit longer than it's necessary. So as we've talked previously, it really is up to the individuals to ask the correct questions and to find out for themselves. Again, taking control of those things that you can control, having an understanding of the resources available so that you can say to your doctor, is it appropriate for these resources? Because I need help. You have to ask for it.
Right. You need to ask for it. And you, that's you as a patient, you as a caregiver, you as a family member, you as a neighbor.
Yeah, I like that. The neighbors that see their neighbor down the street struggling and just think, oh, they could really use some help. I wish somebody would step in and help them. Maybe you're helping them as much as you can, but there are so many more resources available. Again, we come to your house with nursing care, with all of your medical supplies, with all of your medical equipment at your doorstep. When you just don't feel like you can manage your day-to-day, there's just too much to be done in the day, we can help with homemaking and meals, and it's a plethora of resources available if only you knew about it.
But when it comes to this, the only way we're going to make this change is for the community to really be educated. And so that's what we're doing. I mean, we've done this radio station, this broadcast. We are podcasting it. We do community events trying to get people to understand. We have a website. We, take phone calls and answer questions. We're even doing billboards. If anybody's seen our billboards, we'd like to hear about that. But we're just trying to get this information out.
All because of a personal experience where we had a good hospice experience in another state and one that was just a little, while the nurses were wonderful and caring and compassionate, it wasn't a fulfilling experience and we had a loved one pass with regret, and we just want to eliminate that happening in this community for anybody else in the future.
That's right, and for everybody to have that, everybody needs to know about hospice. So here's the problem. And the problem is, again, statistics. Now, we've been doing this program for a couple of months, and we believe that we've gotten a lot of people to have an understanding. But if we just look at the number of people who might be listening to the radio between the hours of 8:30 and 9 o'clock, okay, and this radio broadcast has a great listenership, so 15 to 20% of the people that are listening to radio are listening to this program.
Yeah.
But that means that 80% aren't, and 80% don't have that information. And then of all the people that aren't listening to the radio between 8:30 and 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, none of them are getting this information. So we're not going to accomplish what we're trying to do if all we do is continue to do this broadcast talking on the radio. So we're asking for the community's help in this. We want to have people help us accomplish our goal of getting more education and more information out into the community.
So if you stop for just a minute and think about a neighbor, maybe a distant neighbor or somebody, a neighbor of your parents who's struggling. Maybe it's a widow or widower who lives alone now. Maybe it's a a couple, an elderly couple, where the wife or the husband is caring for their loved one and just overwhelmed with the amount of effort that is required on a day-to-day basis. Stop for just a minute and think, wow, maybe palliative care resources would be available and benefit them, that family or neighbor or loved one that you have.
But only if they know about it. If they're not listening to this radio program and their doctor hasn't mentioned it, there's no way for them to find out.
So how do we change that, Richard?
So we've been talking to doctors and getting them to be better educated about what hospice can do with the doctor's care. We can work together with the doctor to provide a better level of care. Certainly we've been doing what we can, reaching out into the community. But if we leave it just at the status quo, if we just wait for the doctors to recommend hospice, if we don't let people know that they have choices, then hospice is going to continue to be that secret that is terribly underutilized. So thousands of people in our community aren't going to get the benefit that they need. So today, what we want to do for the listeners, St. George, Cedar City, the surrounding communities, we've all had a great sense of community in this area. The history of looking out for our neighbors is rich. And most of this community that might need hospice doesn't know about it yet. So while we actively are working with doctors, many of them aren't seeing a doctor regularly, so they wouldn't get that that help there anyway.
Off of the top of my head, I can think of three patients that come to mind that came to us strictly by referral of a neighbor that noticed that their neighbor needed a little help, did not know if hospice and palliative care was appropriate for them at all. They have no medical background. They weren't trying to, play their doctor. One specifically happens to be somebody who they are care for their land. They do their landscaping for an elderly woman who they noticed just really could use some extra help. And they heard us on the radio saying that we offer this extra help. And he gave us a call and said, I have no idea if this person would be eligible, but I can see that she struggles day to day. She's all alone. Can you come talk to her? And we did. And sure enough, she really can benefit by the resources that are available. And she had no idea that the resources were out there. Her daughter had no idea that the resources were available and at no cost to them.
So all we're looking for is for you to just think about the neighbors that you have, those in your neighborhood, those in, that you've known for a long time, and see if there's a reason that they might need some help. You don't have to diagnose them. That's not really the issue. We're not asking you to make a medical assessment.
Right. It could just be companionship. Do they need somebody to come in and check on them and make sure that they're okay regularly, medically?
Right. A welfare check regularly. Because we send out CNAs more than once a week, we send out nurses every week or every other week, they have people coming into their home that will be checking on them and helping them along the way. In addition to that, all those other services that we add to it in the companionship and home care areas.
And remember, we've said this before, hospice is all about choice, and not all hospices are the same. Although all hospice nurses, I'm going to, shout out to them again, because hospice nurses have a special heart. They're compassionate and loving. So I don't think you'd be in the hospice and palliative care industry if you did not have a heart for these seniors and for those people who are ailing. But the provisions provided from hospice to hospice changes and have a very wide variety of what we offer. And of course, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we're here to make that change and to offer more. We do more for our patients and their families.
You guys are talking about referrals, neighbors, friends, someone you're acquainted with, but doesn't a doctor have to be involved somehow, Richard?
So absolutely, a doctor would be involved, and so would the medical history of that person, but those aren't things that our neighbors have to be concerned with.
Right.
We'll go through all of that if we find out that somebody has, a potential need. So again, Argo or anybody can make a referral. Hospice is very clear that doctors don't need to refer Somebody can refer themselves, they can refer family members, they can refer neighbors. It's just an opportunity to let somebody know that there might be a need.
By the way, we have had people call in asking about help and resources that were available that were not yet hospice appropriate. And we're honest about that and say, you know, you're not quite eligible, but we've still been able to help them. We've been able to send homemakers and caregivers in. We've found other resources available through the Alzheimer's associations. So we have the knowledge, the information available to help people even when they're not yet hospice appropriate. But having the information in advance gives you a peace of mind. You kind of know, oh, good, we're not yet hospice eligible, or yes, we are hospice appropriate.
So a referral is just an introduction. There's nothing terribly formal about it, excuse me, but it does start the possibility that we can provide a better life for as long as that person's going to live. A referral just brings to our attention that there's a person that might have some need, and that referral can be completely anonymous.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to ask next is, I, you know, say I see someone that I don't really know very well, and I don't really want them mad at me because I, you know, sick the dogs on them or something. I'm like, hey, can I just call and tell you about someone and not be involved, really?
Absolutely. You know, that happens to us occasionally. Somebody just says, well, I know somebody, and I think that's appropriate. And we're not doing anything formal. All we've done is been given the name and address and maybe the phone number of the person so that we can reach out to them in a way that would be, you know, helpful and try
and just offer resources.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that there's many people out there that wouldn't take some free help, resources.
For sure.
Right.
For
so
sure.
Those are, that's why we're talking to the community today is because.
Can I just interject really quick?
Please.
One more thing that I think is important to realize is sometimes you might be on home health and you're questioning if you're hospice appropriate, and is it really your home health care provider's either in their best interest to move you to hospice or to offer that to you or not? Again, an uncomfortable conversation to have. Again, you need to reach out and ask for yourself, being your own best advocate and finding out what resources are available to you and all the resources that are available to you. I said earlier that hospice is about choice. It is nothing more than signing a piece of paper if you want to change between hospices. I said that not all hospices are alike, and some offer more services than others. Make sure you're getting all that is available to you. Not all hospice companies in this town are accredited, and what it means to be accredited is that we've gone above and beyond the regular minimum Medicare standards to prove that we are doing more than Medicare requires.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, we're talking referrals, and it's good to know I can be anonymous. We won't necessarily get in trouble. But what about the signs? Are there specific things I should be looking for someone if I'm thinking about referring them?
That is a great question. Certainly, we may know some people that we have some medical history of. I mean, we know a little bit about them. That's not what we're really talking about here. We're just talking about things that any person could recognize in one of their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they... there's plenty of signs. Let's say that they, you notice that they aren't walking quite as soundly as they used to. They stumble a little bit, or they're less
mentally capable.
Yeah, well,
that's
they're less sure of themselves. If they are having a hard time with some of their daily activities, the things they used to do every day are now becoming burdensome. Then that's an indicator. If we're talking to somebody and we notice that they're not communicating as well as they had in the past, maybe they are stumbling over some words. I do that, but if they are, and these are some specific things, if they are referring to things generally instead of specifically more now, and you'll notice that when you talk to them, they won't use people's names, they'll, you know, won't use places, they'll just talk about that thing or that person. Those are indicators.
But it doesn't take all of the indicators. You don't need, you know, 10 of 10 indicators. If you see somebody who is aged and struggling to manage their day-to-day or feeling overwhelmed or just a little desperate for some help, those are the indicators that you're looking for. It is probably time for them to hear about Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care and understand, even if it's in advance of when they're eligible, it's important that they understand that the resources and help is available. You're doing a good thing by letting us know that there's somebody out there that could use a little help.
We are HIPAA compliant, which means we don't tell anybody else anything. So it's not like you're spreading rumors. We're really just trying to bring the help that's needed at the proper mm-hmm. time. And so that's as far as it's going to go. If you mention to us that somebody might need some help and we can talk to them about it, if it doesn't go anywhere from there, then it doesn't go anywhere. But those are the important things. Some other things just to be aware of, memory issues and confusion, those are pretty common indicators. If somebody seems to be doing more activity over small things, whether it's counting the change in their pocket or in their housework, they're just kind of redoing the same thing over and over again. Those are key indicators.
If the spouse or caregiver seems to be under more stress,
right,
it's a big indicator they need help. Inform them of the resources. Knowledge is power.
Right. Decline is that thing that happens as we start to lose our ability to recover from things. We start to decline, and that decline shows itself in a lot of different ways.
We got about 3 minutes left. Maybe if you can give me some tips on how to maybe get the ball rolling, get the conversation started on this.
Okay, at the easiest end, you don't need to talk to anybody about anything. You can just tell us that
just
there's...
call you. Yeah.
Yes. We don't need you to start asking them questions about their medical history. We don't need you to investigate or to come to some conclusion that maybe they are hospice eligible based upon Medicare standards. Doctors do that. What we're looking at is you can either start a conversation about hospice, and you can say, hey, I've been listening to a radio program at 8:30 in the morning on Wednesdays, and they talk about hospice and how great it is.
You can refer them to our website at www.pathwayhospicecare.com.
Right. But if you don't feel that you want to talk about the word hospice, because let's face it, who really does want to talk about that word? It's got a bad rap. Then talk about palliative care and what palliative care can be, that it is so much more broad and expansive than the limited medical care that somebody receives. And if you don't feel comfortable talking to somebody at all, because maybe you don't know them that well, you're not that familiar with them, you know they live down the street, they've lived there for 10 years and you've waved at them, you just don't want to talk to them about it specifically, then yes, reach out to us. We can provide pamphlets to you. Now, we've got some here at the radio station if you want to pick them up here, or you can pick them up at our office that explain what palliative and hospice care can be. If you want us to mail one to somebody, we can. If you want us to mail it to you, we will.
We're so flexible.
Yeah, we want to get that information out.
Pathway Hospice Care, 435-477-6999. I was waiting for you to say it, but I'll say it.
Yes, she was pointing at me, and I wasn't sure what she was saying.
435-477-6999. I'd rather hear your voice on the radio than mine.
Oh, well, yeah. So give us a call. Check out our website. Podcast, you can get that off our website so you can refer back to these radio programs that we've had.
I was just saying, you've got 1 minute.
Just 1 minute. Take the time right now for this next minute to think about your neighborhood, and if there's anybody that you can think of that might be able to use some more care in their home to help alleviate some stress and anxiety, to help them feel better about the situation they're in, whatever that situation is.
I was thinking about that as you were talking. I think that if they have an activity they love to do and they stop doing it mm-hmm. for whatever reason it might be, that's a pretty good sign too, I think, right?
That is exactly it.
Yeah, my mom used to love to go for walks, and she can't do that anymore. And that, one
that's
of the signs.
A sign.
Yeah. All right, one more time with the phone number, you guys.
435-477-6999.
And
Hospice and Palliative Care.
And the website.
PathwayHospiceCare.com. We are on Facebook. We look
easy
forward
to
connecting with you.
Easy to find.
All right, you guys. Great show as always. And it's fun to have you here today. And hopefully people learned a lot today. I think so.
I hope so.
I really hope that we've made a change.